Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. And we have a fantastic young man coming on the program this afternoon. He's currently in New Jersey training at Test with the quarterback guru himself, Tony Rasiopi. He's been working with Weston Elliott, the Merrimack standout. He was down at the Tropical Bowl. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase. So two fabulous events for anyone in his position where you want to be seen by NFL scouts. Two fantastic opportunities, and he made the most of those opportunities. But a lot to get to, and that's why we're going to bring him on now. Weston, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's going great. It's going great, Bo. Thanks for having me on here. I couldn't be more excited to get an opportunity to talk to you, kind of share my story.
Oh, you know, and I'm excited to hear this story because, you know, when I knew you were coming on the show, I start piecing my notes together, you know, and I find that, you know, you start at the JUCO level, you're 6'5", you're 230, and I'm wondering, how does this kid kind of get, you know, lost in the radar? I know you go to Louisiana Tech, you finish things at Merrimack, yep. Fantastic year, and then you're in two All-Star games. So I kind of condensed it, but you kind of give us the version of you coming out of high school and how you began this collegiate process.
Yeah, you know, coming out of high school, I was the backup as a junior, ended up getting to start four games my junior year and ended up moving my senior year just for a better opportunity to play. It was actually better football there in Texas, so moved down to Midland. You know, coming out of there after one, you know, I had a really good year, but still didn't have the offers I wanted. So ended up going junior college for a year. I went to Blinn Junior College. You know, that was a great decision. I had great relationships, great coaches there. And after, you know, 1 year there, Tim Rattay and Skip Holtz called from Louisiana Tech and, you know, offered me a scholarship and opportunity to come play. And that was my dream, play Division I football. So that's what took me to Louisiana Tech.
Nice. And then you wrap things up at Merrimack. Fabulous end of the collegiate
yep.
career. Let's rewind even before that. So I'm curious. Usually it is the case, but it might not be. Have you always been the quarterback from the first time you start playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee football? Was Weston Elliott the guy always with the ball in his hands?
He was. Well, yeah, I was. You know, I wasn't allowed to play football before seventh grade. My stepdad's the coach, and he kind of believed in, you know, some bad habits get formed if you have the wrong people coaching you before seventh grade. So, on the playground, recess, all that, I was the quarterback. And then, you know, straight from seventh grade on, that was always me. That's what I always had my heart set on and my passion. So I love the QB position, that's for sure.
That's awesome. I'm curious, the height, the size, I mean, did you have a growth spurt or did you always kind of have that advantage, I guess, through your youth?
No, it was actually, in eighth grade, freshman year of high school, I was only about 5'7". I was a little guy. My mom's really tall. She's 6 foot, dad's 6'3". So, you know, we knew it was going to come at some point. But I really didn't hit the growth spurt till middle of my junior year. I was about 6'1 up till junior year and then finally got to, about 6'3 there junior and senior year. And then once I got to college, grew an extra 2 inches. So,
yeah, and you definitely have those prototypical NFL measurements for that QB position. Once again, Weston Elliott here on the C2P breaking down what this young man brings to this 2022 NFL draft class. So let's kind of talk about these two All-Star invites, Tropical Bowl, and then you're down in Fort Worth at the College Gridiron Showcase. What was that experience like for you, and what was the biggest impression you wanted to do on the field, and then what was it like just letting these scouts know you as an individual, because they know you on tape, that's why you're there. Kind of share those experiences with us.
Yeah, you know, both games, you know, were great opportunities to just showcase, you know, who I am as a person, kind of like you said. You know, I had an opportunity to interview with quite a few teams and kind of sit down and talk. And, you know, those interviews go anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour. And they're just one-on-one time with a scout. And then it just allowed me, you know, to kind of do what I'm doing with you here and just kind of tell my story, let them get to, you know, put a personality with the tape, you know what I mean? And, you know, I wanted them to see, you know, that I was a guy who faced adversity basically every step along the way, and that I overcame that. And I'm a guy, you know, that's full of confidence and believes in himself. And I think that goes hand in hand with the facing adversity. And, you know, that I'm going to step on the football field and compete, you know, as hard as I can. I'm a big, you know, competitive excellence is kind of what I pride myself on, whether that's in the film room, on the field, in the weight room, in the training room, you know, all those tiny things that go into the end result there on Sundays and Saturdays in college and Sundays in the NFL. And, you know, that was one thing that I definitely wanted to let them kind of, you know, get a feel for my character, get a feel for, you know, what I can bring to the table off the field just as much as I can on. I think that's really important whenever you're, you know, trying to get a guy that is going to be a signal caller for your organization and a guy that's going to lead, you know, lead grown men out on Sundays and play a, you know, have a war every Sunday afternoon. So
nice. And, you know, and all those things when you were talking to scouts and some of the dynamics that you bring, I was texting with Tony prior to you coming on the show, Tony Rassiopi, the QB coach at Test, and, you know, he said, listen, he's a great kid. He goes, your anticipation skills off the charts. You're naturally accurate. He said your intangibles in the classroom, another thing where he put off the charts. So you take pride not only on the what we see on the field, but I think you put a hell of a lot of homework in the classroom of being a QB room. Fair enough?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I can – you know, I was coached by four QB coaches throughout my college career. Tim Rattay, who he was my original one at Louisiana Tech, and you know, he played 10 years in the NFL, played at Louisiana Tech, and then he ended up having 2 years into my stint at Louisiana Tech to go be the QB coach for the Washington football team, the Washington Commanders. So, you know, just getting to learn from his knowledge, and then taking over after him was Todd Fitch, who was my QB coach for a year, and then he left to be the OC at Vanderbilt. Now he's on the staff at Ohio State. And then after that was Joe Sloan, and then he just got hired as the QB coach at LSU there on Brian Kelly's staff. And then last but definitely not least, Luke Bakunowski at Merrimack. You know, every single one of those guys brings a ton to the table and, you know, taught me how to process film, process what's going on, and all that. You know, I think that's something that separates me, just the knowledge I was able to gain from those guys, because they do an unbelievable job at being able to teach that, along with being able to process, like I kind of said, you know, how fast can you process things from film, from the day-to-day, your coachability, and I think that's something that I vastly improved on over my time with those guys, and something that separates me when you're looking at this class.
Excellent. And I'm curious for you, when does this really sink in? I mean, during your collegiate years, what point do you know that this is a legit opportunity? I mean, do your coaches start saying, hey, you know, teams are starting to, you know, show interest, you have great games against great opponents? When does it really sink in, Weston?
Yeah, you know, my career was kind of different, I think, than a lot of guys. You know, I didn't get the opportunity to start until my senior year. You know, COVID screwed me over, I guess, in terms. I ended up getting COVID and missing the first 2.5 weeks in 2020. And, you know, that wasn't what I wanted. I wanted to go out and be able to start. And then, you know, things just didn't fall my way. But going to Merrimack, getting that opportunity, You know, my whole goal was just to play college football, and I wanted to live in the moment, you know, and not have my eyes, you know, set too far ahead of me. But, you know, week three, week four came, there were scouts coming through. I was getting to have, you know, one-on-one meetings with scouts there at Merrimack, you know, once or twice a week. So it kind of became realization at that point. And, you know, I didn't put too much worth in it at the beginning. And then, you know, as the season went on, you just start to hear more and more and become build relationships with these guys. You know, it finally kind of clicked there towards the middle to the end of that season. You know, I couldn't be more grateful for Merrimack and that whole opportunity and the platform they gave me.
Wonderfully said. Once again, Weston Elliott, the standout QB from Merrimack, here on the C2P, breaking down some draft analysis with this young man. I asked all the guys to come on the show. You're in that film room with the scouts. They're breaking down tape of Weston Elliott. What do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say they're your hallmark home run abilities that are going to pop off the tape, or they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Yeah, you know, I think something that will stand out, you know, Tony kind of touched on it, was my anticipation. That's something I've worked a lot on, and just being able to throw guys open, and then just being able to use my eyes to manipulate defenders while moving in the pocket. That's something, you know, I think that I kind of have a natural ability for, is just to move in the pocket and feel the rush. I'm manipulating safeties and linebackers and seeing corners and whatnot down the field, and being able to anticipate the throws and layer balls over the backers and underneath the safeties. You know, I think that's something that they'll see, you know, pretty easily there on film. And, you know, I think that's definitely a couple of my strengths that I bring to the table.
Nicely said. And I regardless if you play professionally for a long time or not, is coaching anything that you think about? I know you got so much on your plate right now, but down the road.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, my career, or my goal for my career is, no matter how many years I play, whether it's 1 year or 23, I got to pass Tom Brady if I get to that point. So, but, you know, I want to be a college football coach. I want to be a college football coach, and that's been my dream growing up. And, you know, I Skip Holtz and all those contacts that I have just even proven more to that, you know, that's what I want to do with my life at the end of the day.
Awesome. How about this one? And I don't really think there's much that these teams can't know about you at this point, Weston. I mean, you know, you're on the radar. They know who you are. But is there anything that you need to say to these teams if they're listening in, or they're going to download and listen to this show next week, that they may not see on tape, something that they need to know that can help you fall in their good graces?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, even just from the end of the season till now, you know, I think I've made leaps and bounds in tiny details in my game. And, you know, I think I'm constantly kind of changing things, keeping up with, you know, being the most productive player I can be. And I think that's going to speak to, you know, my coachability, you know, my confidence, my work ethic, and all the things I can bring to these teams and their organizations. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a natural leader. I don't want to toot my own horn or anything like that, but, you know, I think that's my strength. I think I can get guys together and get them to play for one another. And I'll play as hard as I can for them, and they'll play as hard as they can for me. And, you know, that's just kind of what I hope to bring to the table, and the relationships I can build with teammates. You know, I think I have a natural knack for that as well, is just to form those bonds and allow people to know, you know, I'm here for your well-being, just as much as I am here to be your teammate and play football right next to you. You know, I want to get to know all my teammates, and I want to be able to lead them with a relationship.
Very nicely said, Weston. Fabulous stuff. We are almost out of time. Fabulous show, and again, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us and sharing some of your time. We know you're very busy, but before we let you go, we call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you are training at Test, so when you arrive at the facility tomorrow, Weston Elliott is not going to be a trainee. You're going to be a trainer. So is it going to be Kevin, Vance, Tony, Gare? What one of these guys are you going to work out? What kind of hell are you going to put them through, and who's it going to be?
You know what? I'm going to have to take – I'm taking Gare, and I'm taking him straight to the rowing – straight to the rowing machine. And we're going to go, we're going to burn about 500 calories on that puppy.
Everybody picks Gare. That's my favorite part. Like, nobody picks Kevin. Nobody picks Vance. Everybody picks Gare. And listen, Weston, we've been doing this show for a long time. Like, this isn't like, you know, oh, you know, we had three guys on from test. I mean, I've probably, I don't know, since the duration of this program, I mean, guys out of test and doing, everybody always picks Gare. It's just so fun. How about this one? Your head coach at Merrimack, Dan Curran, former NFL fullback, head coach there now. Mm-hmm. Did he have any pet peeves during practice? The absolute no-no, do not do this or you're going to catch some hell.
You know, you better be standing up. I know that much on the sideline. If you're injured, you better be in a wheelchair or you better be standing up over there and listening in. You know, that was one of his pet peeves. It never failed. You know, maybe once or twice a week he starts ripping somebody from the opposite sideline and it doesn't stop till he gets all the way across the 53.5. So. You know, he's a great guy, and he definitely brings the fullback mentality straight out to the field every day.
I love it. And then the final one before we let you go this afternoon, draft will be quickly approaching us that weekend when you await to find out where you're going to land at the next level. I assume you're going to be with family and friends. That said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I got lots of good cooks. I'm going to have to go with my grandma, and she's going to have to make chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes and homemade gravy, a little cornbread, and, you know, I know I'm filling up on carbs, but I'll take a little mac and cheese on the side, too.
Excellent. And you know, if she listens into this show, you just made her day. And I definitely think that she'll deliver for you. I'm sure you're going to deliver at the next level. Listen, Weston, so appreciative of your time. And I cannot tell you how well and how good you come across. You just really seem like you have this all put together, really. One of the better – I'm not trying to blow smoke, but truly, you really, really did a fantastic job. I just have to say that.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to use this platform, you know, to kind of let people know who I am and just kind of build a character, you know, give somebody a personality to a face and some tape. So, you know, I can't thank you enough for having
me
on here.
No problem at all. Once again, Weston Elliott, the standout Merrimack quarterback here on the C2P. So much to like about this young man and talk about his anticipation, his classroom intangibles, and then that size. All the things that you kind of look at for a 2022 NFL draft prospect, Weston Elliott has those ingredients. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.